Now, looking at the science, what conditions led to the flooding? Was the amount of rainfall unusual during that time?
Yeah, so the amount of rainfall was extraordinary. We had some areas in Illinois that had over 30 inches over a three-month period, and some places in Iowa that got over 40 inches. So that's about a year's worth of rain in 3 months. So that's what it boils down to. So it's widespread rain. Also, it was pretty relentless, and it was day after day after day of heavy rainfall. So in a more typical flood situation, you get a big rain event, and then you recover from that, and you can move on. But in this case, it was just one flooding event after another as far as the rainfall amounts. And it fell over a wide area. So it was the core area was Missouri, Iowa, and Illinois. There was some of the heaviest rains in those areas, but a very large area that was impacted by that. And of course, when it's raining all the time, it's not drying out. So, you know, you see very little sunshine, the temperatures are cooler. And so it was very hard to dry out from that episode as well.
The damage was quite significant in both human and property loss, about $36 billion worth of damage and 48 deaths. Now, looking back, was this preventable? Could we have done something different to mitigate the damage and maybe even prevent those deaths?
Unfortunately, a lot of it was not expected. If you look at the numbers, the rainfall amounts were, you know, kind of like the 500-year event and I think in some cases locally, it was maybe even the 1,000-year event. So it's just an extreme of the extremes as far as the rainfall amounts and the flood levels as well. So that made it really hard to, like, design any kind of levee to withstand that. They just weren't able to deal with that kind of a rainfall event. And really, we hope it is a once-in-a-lifetime event. But we're not so sure now because we're moving towards wetter conditions across Illinois and the Midwest over the last century. So maybe we will see more events like this as we move forward. And in fact, just the other day, we had 11 plus inches of rain up in Wisconsin from just a one-day event. So they can certainly still happen.
Jim, for those of us who weren't there, what things still stick with you today?
I think the big impression for me is that, you know, I'm used to seeing, river flooding where a river gets out of its banks, but I was not prepared to see the whole Mississippi floodplain fully flooded like that. So I looked out over the water there, and it looked more like Lake Erie than it did the Mississippi River. So it was just the extent of the flooding was just mind-boggling compared to what you might experience in a regular year. And so that was probably the outstanding feature to me, and both seeing on the ground and from the air. I remember we had a flight down to St. Louis, and basically the floodplain for the Mississippi and the Missouri and the Illinois basins were all flooded out. And so it was just one large area of floodwaters. There was really no distinction between where the floodwaters end and the actual rivers began.
Analyzing weather patterns and how we're seeing wetter conditions, do you think that we're prepared for another similar flood, another similar event?
I would say that based on the weather patterns and what we've seen in the years since then is that we probably, unfortunately, are not prepared for those kind of events. And it would be really hard to be prepared for such a large event as the 93 flood. But even floods that are of a lesser extent have caused major problems in Illinois and elsewhere. We had flooding events, for example, back in 2008 that caused quite a bit of damage as well. And so, yeah, I think there's still issues we're wrestling with, and many of those issues involve levees and floodplains and wetlands and things like that we're still wrestling with. So I think that there's still a lot to be worked on.
I'm Daisy Contreras, and I'm talking with Jim Angel, who is the state climatologist. We're talking about the 25th anniversary of the Great Flood of 1993. But now let's turn to another event, completely opposite to the flooding. 30 years ago, most of central and southern Illinois faced a drought, known as the Drought of 88. Jim, what can you tell me about this event that happened 5 years before the 93 event?
That's right. So 5 years before, we had the worst flood on record. We had one of the worst droughts in recent memory. That was the 1988 drought. has actually occurred in 1988 and spilled over into 1989. In 1988, we had a very dry spring, but the real concerns began about May when we started to use up our soil moisture. And so we had a lack of rainfall, and it had already drawn down the soil moisture by May. So we started to see the impacts on crops by the May-June timeframe. And so the summer of 1988 was the main impacts were on the agricultural areas around the Midwest. And, of course, we're a major food producer, not only in the United States, but around the world. So that had major impacts locally and globally. And so we started to get some rains, especially in the later part of July and then in August, and got some recovery, but it was really too late for corn and soybeans at that point. So the primary impact was on crops, but there were issues with water supplies as we moved farther into the summer, and even the Mississippi and Illinois rivers started to run on the low side based on the dry conditions. In addition to that, we had a lot of hot weather as well, so we had a big bump in the number of days over 100 degrees. And so it was hot, dry conditions just aggravated what we were seeing on the ground. Now, by the time we got into fall, there was a little bit of recovery, but some water supplies didn't really recover until we got into 1989. Sometimes it takes a while for the water supplies to bounce back from those conditions. So it was a pretty major impact, both in Illinois and the Midwest.
That was 30 years ago, but during these last 30 years, we've had other smaller scale droughts and floods. Now, are these patterns normal for the state?
Yeah, so I think one of the things that we're seeing now in particular, maybe good news, bad news, the good news is because we're trending towards wetter conditions, we're actually seeing fewer of the big long-term droughts in Illinois. Many of our worst droughts were back in the 30s and 50s. And they're a little less common now. So that's the upside. The downside is that we're paying for it on the flooding side, where we're seeing more frequent flooding and more of these heavy rain events. So more of the 4-inch, the 6-inch, the 8-inch rainfall events over very large areas. And the other thing that we're seeing a lot of in the recent years is that some of these are happening out of season. So we're seeing in the last 2015, we had a big rainfall event right after Christmas, and that's very unusual. And this year we had a big rain event in February that especially hard hit was southern Illinois. So, you know, those are typically not time of years that you see big rainfall. You might see snow, but not rain. So those are some things moving forward that you got to keep in mind as we plan not only for what's happening right now, but what's going to happen in the future.